listening to Undercover with KP. I'm your host, KP. Welcome to the series pilot. Let me give you a quick rundown of the show. It's based on cover songs. Some you might already know are covers, others might surprise you. Hopefully you'll learn a thing or two, and I'll aim for some obscurity. If there's a song that's been covered, but I think you need to hear the original, or if I like the original version better, I'll play that. Especially if the cover, for some sad reason, has gotten way more time in the spotlight than it deserves. Or it simply should just not exist. At all. Like, well...
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Okay, that's enough. Now, if I like both the cover and the original, and there's enough contrast between the two, hey, I'm all for playing a little back-to-back duo, and you can be the judge of the better version. So let's start the show off. This is from the War Child 10 album. This is Beck covering Bob Dylan's Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat. This next one is actually a Neil Diamond song released in 1967. A few bands have covered it throughout the 60s and 70s, but the more prominent version comes from the Pulp Fiction soundtrack. Urge Overkill put their version of the song on their EP called Stole that was released in 1992. Quentin Tarantino found it at a Dutch record store, loved it, and worked it into one of the scenes in the film. This is Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon on Undercover with KP.
Girl. You'll be a woman soon. I love you so much, can't count all the ways I died for you, girl. And all they can say is, he's not your kind. They never get tired of putting me down. And I never know when I come around what I'm gonna find. Don't let them.
Time for a little bluegrass cover. Back in the summer of 2007, you could not escape the original version of this song. It seemed to be playing everywhere. It was at bars, out of people's car windows. People were posting it on their Facebook page. It was everywhere. And Don Landis, an American folk artist originally from Louisville, Kentucky, took this song, gave it a little bluegrass twang. It was very different from the original. You should check out the YouTube video for this song as well. Both versions, actually, are pretty sweet videos. So this is Don Landis covering Peter Bjorn and John's Young Folks.
Young folks,
talking about our own style. All we care about is talking, talking.
right, this next one is highly enjoyable, but a bit of a sad love song. The original is by Feist, but this is Bon Iver's Justin Vernon taking a much more hollow approach to it. Just him and the guitar, that's it. It's called The Park, and you're listening to Undercover with KP. Right, I am ready for our first original cover back-to-back, because I think both versions of this song are fantastic. Sweet Jane by the Velvet Underground has been covered a few times by the Sugar Cubes and Phish, but my favorite version comes from Canada's own Cowboy Junkies. It was released in 1988, that's 18 years after the Velvet Underground put this song out, and both versions are still great today, so enjoy.
Standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand, Jackson's corset, Jane is in her vest, and me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Huh. Riding a studs back at gym, you know, those were different times. All the poets, they studied rules of verse, and those ladies, they rolled their eyes. CJ, I tell you something, Jack, he is a banker. And Jane, she is a clerk. Well, they're gonna tell you that everything is just dirt. You know that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes. Ooh. And that, you know, children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just to die.
Sweet Jane by Cowboy Junkies. Before that, we played the original version of the song by the Velvet Underground. Up next is Al Green covering The Doors' Light My Fire. After that, I'm going to close the show with Robert Plant and Alison Krauss's version of Gone, Gone, Gone. That's off their Grammy Award-winning album, Raising Sand. Gone, Gone, Gone is actually an Everly Brothers original. Everly Brothers, a little more known for their song Wake Up Little Susie from the 50s. But first, let's hear that smooth lovin' from the Al Green.
You know, I would be untrue. And you know, it seems to me that I would be a liar if I were to come up to you and say, girl, we couldn't get much higher.
All right, so that's it for today. Thanks so much for joining me. Be sure to check back on the website next week for episode 2. I've got big plans, big plans. We'll catch you next time on Undercover with KP. Undercover out of there.